Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, this really isn't about like gritting your teeth and grinding your gears and just trying to make it through some of these unwanted situations. God really does invite us to experience Him, not just get by or get through, but to experience Him in these places that we don't want to be in. So let's transfer to that for just a little bit. Maybe someone's in a marriage that they just can't stand, or they've got a wayward child or a job that just feels like it's killing them. How can they find peace and find joy in those places?
Well, first of all, let's just recognize how challenging that space is, and sometimes how tormenting that space is. If you have a child, particularly a teenager, that's run far from God and far from you, things can get interesting at home really, really fast. Jesus' disciples, they come to Him and they say, would you please teach us how to pray? And the Pharisees, they've got their way of praying, and John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. But Jesus, would you teach us to pray? And what Jesus says next, we know is the Lord's Prayer. And one of the sentences is, give us this day our daily bread. And I don't think that's just about food. I think it's, Lord, give me today the patience I need today. Give me today the wisdom I need today, because I don't know what to do. Give me today the strength I need today, because I am out of gas. And I believe that our Father loves to have us come to Him and say, I am in need and I don't know how I'm going to make it. Please supply what I need today. And I have a dear friend right now who just experienced a bone marrow transplant dealing with leukemia. And he looked me in the eye on Monday afternoon and he said to me, I wouldn't trade this experience for $20 million. Because it has placed him in this situation where every day in his pain and in his isolation, he has had to grow in friendship with his Lord and cry out again and again. And the richness that he's experienced in this school of dependency to him was invaluable.
You look at even what's happening, Jeff, in our media, where everybody wants their 10 minutes of fame, as if that's going to be the thing. If people at your beck and call and everybody looks at you, and yet the 10 minutes of fame, it's like our shame has become our glory, as Scripture talks about. It's like, I don't really care what I'm popular for. I just want a reality show. And it's really, the culture is so turned upside down. And people who've gotten to the top, so to speak, will get there and say, is this all there is? And then you've got a man battling cancer saying, he's with me in this place. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.